Blog Talk Radio.
For Monday, March 29th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have our special guest today, Monica Marie Jones, who is a phenomenal author and a poet, and she's the author of the novels The Ups and Downs of Being Round, Swag, Loss, and Taste My Soul, a Poet Memoir. So we'll be talking to her in just a few seconds as we get a little admin out the way first, and then we'll go into our interview. Yes, we just want to talk to you a little bit today about a few things that's going on with Word Sexy Radio. First of all, I just want to let you know that you know me as Red Snapper. I have a new book coming out called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which will be dropping the end of this month. So be looking for that as well. And other events that will be coming up, we'll tell you later on in the show. But without further ado, I would like to go ahead and get a chance to bring our special guest, Monica Marie Jones. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
How you doing, Monica? How's it going? Good to have you on the show.
I am great this evening.
Okay, well, tell us how things are going with you.
Things are wonderful. I've been doing a lot of traveling for the books and a lot of book signings.
Those listeners out there know that the call-in number is 347-215-8539. If you have any questions for our guests or if you have any questions for me, we'll be doing that. So, Monica, now, how long have you been writing?
I have actually been unofficially writing since I was a little girl. It was the way that I processed emotions, thoughts, crushes I had on boys, or whatever the case may be. But it was about in 2003 that I realized that I had a gift for it because I would let my friends read it, and I saw the emotions and the things that it evoked in them. And I'm like, hey, well, maybe I need to be sharing this with someone else. So I was initially published in 2005, and I've published a novel every year since then.
Well, that's great. That is absolutely magnificent. Now, when you do this, are you actually signed with a literary company, or are you doing all this on your own?
Well, it varies. In 2005, I was published in Chicken Soup for the Girl's Soul, so an anthology. But as far as my other four books, I self-published. So I did all four books on my own.
Sometimes when you publish, you know, it's important to present your product in such a manner that, like you said, as if it was coming from a big publishing house. And just in case people didn't know, when you self-publish, you are a publishing house. So you have to make sure that the way you're represented and the way you want your product to be represented represents you as well as the product that you're having come out. So, but I have some questions for you. Tell us a little bit about the ups and downs of being around. We're just going to go through all your books, and then we're going to give you a chance, if you'd like, to kind of, you know, read something from one of them or so, or do some poetry, because I know you do poetry too, which I'm anxious to hear. I don't know if you had any of that planned tonight, but we just definitely want to give this time to you. So give us a little bit of background on the ups and downs of being around and what that's all about.
Okay, well, the ups and downs of being around is my first book. It's actually a coming-of-age story about a young woman that struggles throughout life with issues all related to her weight. And it is actually loosely based on my life because, you know, I've been overweight, lose weight, gain weight, and I've realized, like, how people react to you differently when you're different sizes. But
I've seen pictures of you. I haven't had the opportunity yet to actually meet you in person, which I hope I will in the future. But I don't think that you have any problems as far as that goes. But, you know, most women always think that they, you know, they're too big anyway. But I see no problem with you. I think you're a very beautiful woman, so you know, that's just like you said, the thing is the struggle within yourself and being able to accept yourself, you know, and not worrying about what people think about you on the outside. You know, that's the
exactly.
thing. Because the person inside is definitely one that you should be dealing with anyway. But, you know, a lot of times this society makes everybody think that you got to be thin and anorexic or whatever and that to be beautiful, and that's definitely not true.
Exactly, and what a lot of people don't realize is that weight loss and body image and things like that are almost 99% psychological. It's really how you think you look, how you perceive yourself, and the confidence that you exude. You know, when you exude a certain confidence, nobody's saying, "Oh my, she's just so big." You know, it's really, again, how you feel about yourself, and it's really mental. More
genre of its own. But then I see you have the book Swag and Floss. What is your favorite genre as far as you go with that, and then we'll go into those books.
Swag and Floss are fiction. They're a little bit more close to urban fiction because of some of the content, but I just like to think of it as contemporary or general fiction overall, and I love it because you can really get so creative with the characters and the plots and the drama that takes place in the book. So, and fiction really challenges me. Writing fiction, show them the story. You can't say she was so mad and she was so angry and she was so, what does that mean to a reader? A reader wants to picture it clearly as if there's a movie going on in their head. So instead of saying she was so angry, you could say she gritted her teeth, her face turned red, her eyes began to water. And you really want to bring that reader in by showing and not telling. And that's something that I had to learn. I mean, I love to read, but I had some challenges capturing that in my writing. So, you know, the more I write, the more I learn, the more reviews and feedback that I receive, I love to get even better and better to just create this basically mental movie in my books for my readers.
Well, that's good, and that's definitely important because a lot of times that's how you draw readers that don't really read a lot. If they hear about the book and they see it going around, you might draw readers that don't read as much as others, and then they'll be intrigued if you can paint a picture in front of them with the words that you're putting down. And I think that's very, very important. And I try to do that in my writing. Although some of the genre that I write right now, I'm in several genres, but one as Red Snapper, that is more of a erotic fiction type, Zane type writing that I do. And you definitely have to paint a picture there to explain exactly what's going on and what you're trying to get the people to visualize as well. So I know it's very hard, but that fiction is very hard. You got to definitely try to do that. And I'm also trying to get into the paranormal scene, which I am writing a book now in that aspect. And we don't have a lot of black paranormal writers. So, you know, I mean, if they're out there, then they're not showing themselves as being black. They might be writing and putting, you know, the white face on it. But I want to be able to bring that out to those who you know, there's people that's probably interested in that. But, you know, you never know until you try. So I'm going to try to get into that genre. And hopefully that book will be out next year. So tell us about Swag.
Swag,
which one came first? What? Is Swag
or
Floss?
Floss came first.
Floss came first.
Do you want to hear about that one?
Let's explain how in the order that you wanted for us to know how it came out. That'd be good.
Okay. I'll start with Floss, and it was one of those books that you said people who don't normally read like Floss and Clothes in the Cars to Get the Women. So there's just this cycle going on. And what the characters in the book realize is that these things don't necessarily guarantee the ultimate happiness that they thought it would. They come along with a lot of drama, a lot of scandal, and it doesn't leave them feeling fulfilled. So it just turns out to be a very interesting story where all of the characters realize that, hey, you may have all the material things in the world, but that does not guarantee your safety, your happiness, love, or anything else.
No, I know that's right, and that's good.
In Swag, we see a little bit of her growth, but she's not the main character in that book. She's a supporting actress, if you will. Swag is about Noelle Dresden, and she is a singer who is living, you know, at home in Detroit. She's living with her boyfriend. They're kind of shacking up. She quit her job to be a singer, but she really has not been grinding like she should. So frustrated with her relationship, she joins this reality TV show called House of Swag. And on the show, they focus on really aspiring entertainers that have a lot of potential. It was inside of her. She just had to believe it. Everybody else saw it but her. So, like, the final missing piece, being a person with swag or with the it factor, is knowing it.
I know that's right. I like the way you explain that, too. So if anybody's out there that have any questions for our guest, the number is 347-215-8539. We'd like you to call in and ask questions. If there's anyone out there now, is there a caller? Hello? Is there a caller there?
Red Snapper, what's going on, dog?
How you doing? Who is this?
This is your main man, D. I've been out the country. What's going on?
Well, how you doing, D? How's it going? Good to hear from you. Do you have any questions for Miss Monica Marie Jones?
I do not have a question, but I do have a comment. I got into the show late, but Miss Jones, thank you. I have not read either one of your books, but from the description you gave for the last few minutes, those are two books I want to add to my library.
All right. Thank you, Dean.
What I like about just your description is that it's not so much on the image that a person puts out, but in terms of their happiness, and in terms of what it is that makes them feel good, but they have.
If they're not on the shelf, tell the person at the store to stock them.
I know that's right. Yeah. Thank you, Dee. You have any other questions?
I had a good one.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just keep on going then. If there's anybody out there that has any questions for our guest, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sex and Radio with Red Snapper and our special guest, Monica Marie Jones, who is telling us about her books. Now, before we get into the poetry scene or the poetry side of you, we definitely want to kind of hear about some of your upcoming events and things that you have coming up. Because I noticed that from doing a little research on you that there's also some other things that you do as well as like helping kids and helping people out. Can you give us a little bit on that?
Well, definitely. Well, one of the, when you're an entrepreneur or a self-publisher, you have to be creative because the books do bring in income, but until you blow up, you want to have lots of other streams of income to invest into your business. So one thing that I do, and it definitely goes right along with my book, The Ups and Downs of Being Round, is I do a lot of fitness classes. So I teach kickboxing.
Right, and I've seen that. I see it all the time. I see you all the time on there on Facebook with those and with the cardio stuff. So tell us about that.
Well, I teach cardio kickboxing one time a week, and I fell in love with it when I took classes, and I found that not only is it a great exercise, but it's an amazing stress reliever. Like, if you're a person that's prone to anger or anything like that, you can really get all those frustrations out in that workout. So I teach that once a week, and I link fitness. I also have a radio show as well. It's called Marketing and Motivation Mondays, and it's geared towards authors. Authors and entrepreneurs, and it's just helping them to. You know what? We're gonna have to set that up for April or May then. I do the second and fourth Monday, and it's actually at 8 p.m. Eastern, so I don't think it will interfere with your show. You know, so it just focuses on authors, writers, and business owners learning how to market on a budget. You know, because sometimes you don't have thousands of dollars to invest. So what are the three cheap and affordable things you can do, and it also focuses on motivation because a lot of times we get discouraged. People, I'm telling you, I dealt with this week. People start talking junk about you when you start doing good. How she get that? What, you know? So it's like helping those people to stay encouraged, stay motivated, like keep pressing because, you know, it's going to be all worth it, and it is every day. So that's my radio show.
Well, you know something, I really definitely want to get with you on that because I would definitely like to be on if you have me, and also I want to just, like I said, it's not a get-rich-quick hustle. If that's what you're looking for, then you look for something else. But the literary game is not one that is real easy either because you have a lot of haters, like you just mentioned, that are out there, jealous folks and all that. And to me, it's kind of mirrors being in the music business or any of that, you know, because there are other authors out there. Believe it or not, they're kind of worried about what you're writing and if yours is looking better than theirs and stuff. And it's kind of crazy because there's enough people out there that can read all our stuff. You know, we don't have to go through this. You know what I'm saying? But fiction writing, or would it be just getting into, like you said, the flow of poetry? It's automatic with you. So which one of those would be your thing?
Well, like I said, the fiction is a challenge, and I love that. But the poetry is natural, and it's exciting because I can capture experiences, memories, like if I meet somebody really intriguing, if something terrible happens, I can capture it all in a poem. And the poem is great because it's only like one page or maybe a few pages, you know, so it's not like a book where you have to sit down for months and write 300 pages. It's something you can capture so much power, so much passion in 1 to 2 to 3 pages. So that is why poetry is really, you know, really one of my first official forms of writing.
Okay, so do you do any spoken word engagements and actually, do you actually get out on the circuit?
I do. I don't do quite as much because I really enjoy the art of writing poetry a little bit more than I do speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get out to a lot of our local poetry scenes out here, and I do events where people have me come out because it really captures a lot of the thoughts and feelings of myself and my peers as I was going through my 20s. And a lot of people I've heard say, man, I'm just glad I made it through my 20s. It can either be a really exciting time or a really crazy time or both. So I have it set up as a full course meal, probably because I love food as well. But there are five chapters, and the first one is called Grace, and that's an assembly of like inspirational or spiritual poetry. Then I go into the second chapter, which is Appetizer, and those are poems that kind of whet your appetite, leave you wanting more and ready for the third chapter, which is the main course, and those are the deep poems or the meat of the book that they deal with a little bit more serious issues. And then I have After Dinner Drinks. Those poems are a little bit racy and suggestive and scandalous.
Okay.
And then I have Dessert, which is erotic poetry.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. And will you be gracing us with some of your poetry this evening?
I would love to.
Okay, but before we do that, before we get into that, I would like to also tell the people again, just in case they have any questions, the number is 347-215-8539, and it's Word Sexy Radio. And if you would like to speak to Monica, you can call in that number right now. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes, there is.
How you doing, caller? What's your name and stay where you're calling from?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ray John, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And you have a question for our guest?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I had the pleasure of reading five of Monica Marie Jones' works. One was a technical writing, which she was efficient at as well. And
so
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat now, and I'm looking forward to your next release. When can I expect to hear something new and fresh from you, Miss Monica Jones?
Well, I'm working on the next release as we speak. It's called Intrigue, and it's actually the third installment of my urban contemporary fiction series that started with Floss and Swag. So we're going to hear from Dionysus again, and she is going to reunite with Abel, who was one of the main characters from Floss. And Intrigue is kind of like Swag. Again, one of those people, it's all about those people who, you know, people just can't get enough of, people are drawn to, they have stalkers and things like that. People are intrigued by them. So, you know, Abel at this point, it's a pastor, and Dionysus is like this big celebrity stylist to the stars. So they're both highly sought after people, and we see how crazy people can get when they're intrigued by people like them. So it's called Intrigue. MonicaMarieJones.com. You can download each poem. Like if you like one of the poems I read today, you can download that poem for 99 cents with music and sound effects in the background from iTunes.com or eMusic.com. And also my books are, the electronic version of my books as well as the paperback versions are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Borders.com, along many other book outlets. You basically can just Google Monica Marie Jones and you'll find me.
All right. That sounds really good. If the person that can do the PR for themselves is the one that you want them to do it for. And you can do it better than I could. So now we are about to be graced with your poetry. And you can do as much as you like because you have 30 minutes. So grace us with one, and then we'll talk about it. So if you're ready.
So I am very ready, and I'll start with the one that is in the introductory poem to Taste My Soul, and it is titled as such. It's also called Taste My Soul.
Okay.
All right. Taste my soul, one bite at a time, or you will get full in your heart and your mind. Starved for stimulation causing strain, gratify your desire to feed the need to end your hunger pain. Poetic gluttony takes hold of me, and I regurgitate my inner being. Now my soul is bare for all to see with bits and pieces of what's inside of me. It's a full course meal, a heaping helping of what's real, served in healthy portions, a taste of soul food to stimulate your senses of sight, sound, and smell that touches your heart deeply within where it dwells. providing sustenance and nourishment with rhythm and with rhyme. It's a gourmet delicacy, so adjustment may take time. Savor the flavor of the tenderized meat, which is the content of the poetic feast that you're preparing to eat. Take in the texture. Let your taste buds go wild. Experience all levels, hot, medium, and mild. Sweet soliloquy, delicious scenery, and scrumptious dialogue. Salty similes, bitter analogies, tart terms thick like eggnog. Palatable poetry blended with a pinch of prose. Vitamin-enriched verse given in the recommended dose. Left feeling satiated from words, appetite has been curbed. Hard after dinner drinks go down smooth, soaking satisfaction with every printed move.
It's absolutely magnificent. I love it.
Thank you.
And you said it with such enthusiasm and such feeling. That's why I like to have poets on the show, because when they do it, they do it. They only can know how it should be expressed. And I thought that was, I had never heard a meal explained in such a manner. That's absolutely magnificent. That is magnificent.
Thank
you. So, callers, you need to call in 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're listening to some Word Sexy Words coming from the incomparable Monica Marie Jones. So, Monica, how did you get inspired to write that poem?
Well, I wanted to write a poem that gave people an idea of what I talked about when I gave these chapters, these names, grapes, appetizer, main course, you know, after dinner, drinks, and dessert. And so I used each title and I just kind of expanded on it and tried to encompass what each poem was about within this one poem.
Yeah.
And when I started writing, it started flowing.
To make it believable. You know, if a poet or a person that wasn't into poetry heard that poem, they would get inspired probably to be going to poetry, because it was that strong and enriched with the power that you had. It's the way you explained it and the way you brought it out. And I just wanted to tell you that. So, what other poems do you have for us tonight?
Well, my next one is called Fat Girl, and it's directly related to my book, The Ups and Downs of Being Round, as well as the experience I went through when I lost 65 pounds and
really?
I started modeling, right, and all this and that. And it's like the different way, not only that people treated me, but also the way that I viewed myself and how my previous size like kept haunting me. A lot of times people lose weight, especially when they have surgery or some really quick way of losing weight. They still feel fat. They still see a fat girl in the mirror. They still, you know what I'm saying, their mind has not caught up with their body. So I kind of address that in this poem.
Okay. And before you do that, though.
Two biggest enemies. The scale measures failure and the mirror deceives. I don't see what others see because 99% of losing weight is psychology. It has been a challenge physically, but it has been more taxing emotionally. Confusion, stress, and strain afflict my psyche constantly. Put the pounds on, now the weight's gone. My life has become an oxymoron. When I was large, I felt invisible. When I was small, I felt I couldn't hide. At a size 16, when it came to men, when I shopped through the aisles and looked for small clothes, my inner fat child screamed, leave those alone. When I try on those clothes, I cannot believe how they all fit me with elegance and ease. And then when I meet a new man that I catch feelings for, my inner fat child says, when he finds out you were fat, he'll head straight for the door. With reluctance, I reveal my past to that man, using pictures as evidence of my wide waist and hip span. I prepare for him to leave, as she said that he would, when he surprises me by saying, girl, you still used to look good. Don't believe him. He's just saying that now. If he saw you back then, he would call you a cow, my inner fat child says with fury and spite, putting an immediate damper on my feelings that night. My past and my present in a constant tug of war, making it so hard to appreciate all that I've worked so hard for. My will was strong, but I could never win unless I confronted my demon within. I said, fat girl, would you please just let me be? Just let me enjoy my new healthy body.
She said, girl, don't forget, you used to be fat. You drop a few pounds, now you think you're all fat. Just as you lost it, you can gain it all back.
I said, I'll never forget what I used to be. I've only changed externally. Who I am inside is the same and will always be. Now, one thing's a fact, I won't gain it all back. I'm committed to keeping my lifestyle on track. She said, you say that was all that I could gauge. Then suddenly, I heard a surrendering sigh that escalated into a defeated child's cry. Those cries and small footsteps began to slowly fade away, and I never heard from my inner fat child again after that day.
My goodness. That is absolutely magnificent. I've never heard that type of, I mean, I've heard lots of poetry, but I never heard it explained and given in such a manner. And I know it's because you said you went through this yourself. But I think that is absolutely magnificent the way you did that and the way you put the words together and how you explained that, because a lot of people go through that, and they need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that on your CD?
That is, and I also have that for free listening on my website. So if you go on the products page of my website, I have that and Taste My Soul, where you can listen to the entire poem for free with the music and the sound effects in the background.
You did good without the music and sound effects. I enjoyed the way you explained it with just you, because now we get the whole concept of the way you did it, and I like that. So, callers, come on, call in, talk to this phenomenal woman. 347-215-8539. We have Monica Marie Jones, who is doing her spoken word right now, and she is the author of The Ups and Downs of Being Round, Swag.
Well, like I said, usually every poem I write is triggered by something, so an event or an emotion or something. And I talked about, I know it sounded gross, but I talked about regurgitating my inner being, and that's what it is. It's like if I'm dealing with something good or bad, this is a way for me to get it out of me and onto the page and capture it and hold on to it, you know. So, like I said, I sit a lot of times right after something happens or right after I think about something or see something. You know, it could be something happening between other people. I sit down and I process it.
People may not like what you're doing, or they may not agree with what you're writing. You know, you got to keep doing it because that's your art and that's your passion, and that's what I want to do. Hopefully we can have that relationship where we can keep in touch and maybe meet someday or something and be able to go forth, and I hope that will be the case.
Definitely.
And please have me on your show.
Okay.
But you know, just, you know, we'll get that information at the end, or you can actually get in touch with me because I'm on Facebook all the time, so you can definitely get in contact with me when you're ready. So just let me know, and I'll make sure my schedule, like you said, the time frame is different anyway, so, you know, your show is definitely right after mine, so that would work for me because I can do that, mine, and go right into yours. So, what else are you got going on with you? I mean, you're so busy and so phenomenal.
You mean as far as like the other things I do out in the world?
You seem to be a help to others a lot.
Well, you talked about my quality ways of working with youth, and I also train adults to be trainers, to train other adults in how to work with youth, to make sure that we're giving all youth a high-quality experience in after-school programs and schools, camps, things like that.
Well, we may have to get you here with to Kansas City then, so you can do that, because I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and we do a lot of things with youth, and we'd be happy to probably maybe get you to come in and do a maybe a seminar, or just come talk to us about it sometimes. Or if you're in the area, you know, you can let me know, and we'll try to see if we can get you in. You can speak with us, because we do a lot of youth diversion and a lot of things with the youth ourselves, and we work with the Boy Scouts, and we do a lot of things too. So we can definitely use help on how we can get more or do more. So I would definitely keep that in mind. So,
and that's another thing I do. I speak at schools and youth conferences, so that would be perfect.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Okay, 17 minutes. I want to get another poem from you, and then I want you to do your shout-outs, and then we'll go from that point.
All right. So as you request one that does things similar to you, you have an automatic connection to them. So if you're an actor and you meet another actor, you may be attracted to them based on that similar connection. So in this one, I explore poets, like if a girl poet and a guy poet meet, the connection that they might have. So it's called mental stimulation.
Okay.
All right. When I left your house, I parked on a cloud and floated home. I keep replaying thoughts of you with me in my mind so vivid it's hard to believe that I'm alone. Because I'm feeling high from being with you and it's got me so gone. Keep licking my lips to taste the remnants of your kiss. Got me hot not from stimulating my G-spot. Got me hot not from ripping off my pants and my top. Got me wet not from kissing on my neck. Got me wet not from what we might expect. Got me hot, got me wet from an intellectual train wreck. Turned on by your train of thought when it crashed into my train, so we sealed our bond with a kiss to confirm our mutual experience of pure bliss. Yellow caution tape wrapped around our fate because it is so rare to meet someone to whom you can relate and so dangerous that two minds can be so powerfully intertwined that they cross the lines of reason and of rhyme and trigger the physical side. Mental stimulation got me hot and wet and ready to get more of what is yet to come. A special connection has begun. Beware of the power of the potential when two great minds become one.
Mm. Wow. You know, it's good when you can do poetry like that and draw folks. So I can imagine if you was in front of people and you did it and did it with such enthusiasm that how can they not get involved or get intrigued with what you're saying? Because sometimes some poets, when they get on, they do stuff. And, you know, a lot of it's, you know, it depends on the reason that they're doing it. Because some do it for, you know, they may do poetry against another poet or something like that. But you're doing it because of the thought, and like you said, the things that you get from things you see, and you just the feeling that you have when you write it, you bring that out in the reading when you actually do it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you're not doing it just for to be seen. You're doing it because of the feeling that you get from what you wrote. Is that correct?
Exactly. And that's actually something I train on. It's called intrinsic motivation, and it's not based on money or external rewards or what people think, but everything I write is for me. So if I never sold a book, I'd be all right. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, I want to sell books, but it's all from my heart, you know?
And that's how I am. I mean, I hope that more authors are like that. Like I said, you know, the writing I do is because I like to write. And it's not really necessary to get rich because I would have chosen another field. Trust me, I'm educated enough that I could go into something else where if I wanted to get rich quick. But the thing is loving what I do when I write involuntarily or you know, putting something that I may have read and it gets in my system. And then I end up putting it in something that I've done. So that's why I don't try to read too many of other people's stuff because of that, for that reason. But these are intriguing enough for me that I would definitely pick them up and give it a chance. And the poetry is great. And I like to go to poetry events and stuff, but I'm not a poet, and I never will be. But, you know, I love to hear it when it's done with such poise and finesse and feeling the way you're doing it. So we definitely hope that you'll continue to do that. But please keep writing the fiction because that's going to be good too. You know, I think you probably have, and like I said, I read some of the book. I haven't read the whole thing, but some of what I read, I was intrigued with it. So I think that, you know, like you said, you're drawing those readers that don't read all the time, and if you can do that, then that's what we want to do, and that's what I try to do in my writing too. So, but right now we got about 11 minutes left, and I would like for you to take this time to kind of, you know, give out shout outs, thank yous, or whatever you'd like to do to those who have inspired you or helped you along the way.
Okay, definitely. Well, I definitely want to start with the Motown Writers Network or the Michigan Literary Network. And even though it's based in Michigan. It's a resource that can help readers and writers across the country because it's free, and the founder, Sylvia Hubbard, just collects all the literary information really from all over. She focuses on Detroit and, great, you know, the Michigan, the state, everything I could. So I was networking, meeting authors, taking notes when I was supposed to be working, you know, and that really helped.
Right.
So my advice, you know, to any aspiring writer is to be a part of a writer's group or a network, and if you can't afford the seminars or the classes, volunteer and get a mentor and just absorb everything you can and do your research. So many times people are like, can you write my book? Can you help me write my book? Tell me everything to do to publish my book. And I love to help people, but I'm getting so busy pretty soon I'm going to have to have a consulting fee for that. So
right,
do the research. You know, everything you need to know you can find online or by talking to people or going to conferences. That's what I did. And it's actually fun because you're learning about what you love if you truly love it.
You're right. And you get a lot of people that when they find out you're an author and they know you're writing and stuff, the first thing they want to do is they come to you and they say, oh, I really want to write a book. I got a book I want to write. And you ask them what it is, and nothing wrong with it, but most of the time they want to write about themselves, you know, which is nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, everybody wants to write about themselves, you know.
You know, he helps me at all my book signings, all my events, reads all my work, helps me spell check and proofread a lot of my newsletters and things I send out. So definitely want to give him a major shout out. What else? Oh, my gosh, I've never had a shout-out opportunity, so I haven't really thought about it. My mommy and my brother.
Well, you got 8 minutes
you know.
To talk about whoever you want to right now. So
oh,
go
my
ahead.
Gosh. Man, I don't – yeah. So, yeah, that's it. My family and my friends, I just appreciate them because, as you know, this is a hard business, so it's good to have people in your corner that are happy for you and that support you no matter what, you know?
Right. Right, right. And I agree with you on that one because a lot of times people just don't, you know, like you said, they get this jealousy kick or whatever it is that they're on. I don't know what it is, but they do that. And it's not about you trying to be better than them. It's just you took the time out to grace and put your work down on something or whatever it is that you do, whether it's writing or whatever it is, you took the time out to bring it to life. Just because they like this author doesn't mean they're not going to read that author or they're just going to stick with that author. I mean, you know, there's something for everybody out there. So you just got to put it in your mind that you want to write to your audience, build that audience, and just keep on trying to provide good work for them. You know, that's what you want to do. And, you know, you can't be jealous if Maria is selling more books than Jimmy or whatever. You know, or Monica might be selling more books than Red Snapper. It doesn't matter. It's that people get a chance to see you. And that's what I want. I basically want to be able to have it where people can at least see the work and then have a choice if they want to read it or not. So that's what it's all about. So, Monica, Marie Jones, we are glad that you had time to come on the show. Now, do you have your own show after this?
No, I only have it on the second and the fourth Monday because I travel so much that I don't want to have to cancel shows or things like that.
Right.
So I just try to schedule it, you know, when I can so that I can travel and still make sure I make those shows.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute power-packed show at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Monday. I set that up, and I travel. I just went to North Carolina to visit a book club, so I love to travel, so that is not an issue. As far as getting in touch with me, I'm on Twitter at Monica M. Jones is my username on there. So if you just do twitter.com/Monica M. Jones, you can follow me. I share inspirational tips. I share writing tips, speaking tips, and then just my random crazy daily thoughts. Also, I have two blogs. One is Inspirationista, Inc., I-N-K, on Blogspot, and the other one is just me, Monica Marie, so just my random thoughts about love, life, and anything that's coming to my mind. And on Facebook, I am actually at my limit of 5,000 friends, but please join my fan page, which is Monica Marie Jones. And then I have an author group as well, which is author Monica Marie Jones. So I pretty much put the same stuff on all three pages. So if you get on my fan page or my author group, you will get the same impact as my personal page.
Okay.
And then, of course, there is my website, MonicaMarieJones.com, where you can get all of the – I'm a little bit of everywhere on the web. Google Monica Marie Jones, and you will find me in a million places.
And that's really good. We're glad that's happened. See, one day I'm going to be big like that, and people will be able to find me that same way. So, you know, but like I said, it was great having you on the show, and hopefully we'll have you again. And when your book comes out, we'll try to get you again when you when your new book comes out. Tell us about that one more time, the name of that new book.
Definitely. The name of the new book is Intrigued, and that is due to come out September 2010. And it's just expanding on floss and swag. You know, when you are one of those people that are intriguing, how do you deal with the attention, the hateration, the stalkers, you know, and will these two people who are on two opposite ends of the spectrum make a love connection despite everyone that's trying to fight for them not to be together?
Right, right. Okay. Well, I tell you, she has a lot going on. So if you didn't call in 347-215-8539 to talk to this phenomenal woman, then you missed out. She's already given out all her information on how you can get in contact with her. So if you wish to have her come in or just find out where her work is, you can definitely find it. It's out there for you. And Monica, we thank you for coming on the show. And like I said, we'll definitely be hooking up. You can get me on Facebook or anywhere, and you know, you can find me on there, and we'll just talk about whenever you're ready to have me on your show.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure, and I can't wait to share the podcast because we had a great interview on here today.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I try my best. I'm not the best, but I do my best. So that's all we can do, and we learn as we go. So like I said, this show is definitely being recorded, and probably about an hour after the show, you'll be able to get it. So I'll make sure you get that blog. So all you listeners out there listening to Word Sexy Radio, this has been Word Sexy Radio for Monday, March 29th, 2010. And I'm your host, Red Snapper. Hopefully you'll come back again and listen again, and we'll just keep in touch. All right. Mm-hmm.